Hello.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. My name is Jay, and we're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Sir, can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, sir?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on the school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Now, sir, do you support or oppose this bill?
I'm probably opposed to that.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Now, sir, the question is, will you support or oppose legislation in Florida to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes.
Support strongly or support somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly support that. Okay. Now, some police officers previously claimed that they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Now, sir, will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Will you support that or oppose that?
I don't know on that one.
Okay, we can move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your presence on the line. Do you feel that your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right or low?
Much too high.
Much too high. And in terms of providing public services, do you feel, sir, that the state and local government in Florida has spent tax revenue in a relative efficient manner? Or do you feel that they spend your tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner? What's your opinion?
Wasteful.
How do you feel? Wasteful.
Wasteful.
Thank you. Moving on. A shortage of veterinarians have made it harder for pet owners to get appointments for fine emergency care, especially in rural areas. Sir, the question is, will you support or oppose the state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use their telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Will you support that or oppose that?
I'd probably support that.
Support, okay. And the cost of veterinary care, it has increased more than 10% annually.
How long is this? You said it was only going to be a few minutes or a few seconds. It's taking a lot longer. I'm at work. That's all right. I'm at work.
Oh.
I just can't be too long.
Yeah. Well, it's 5 more minutes, so I can use the ones you already tell me, and I will speed it up real quick. Now, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower the cost and reduce the need of expensive trips to emergency and animal hospitals? Will you support that or oppose that?
Support.
Support. Yeah, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Now, telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanded legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
I support it.
Okay. And veterinarians, PAs, are likely physicians' assistants trained to support veterinarians. Now, will you support or oppose the state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform a routine checkups, diagnose procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Will you support that or oppose that proposal?
Yes.
Do you believe that a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice in a printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Do you think they should or they should not?
I didn't really understand that one.
Okay. Do you think the local government should or should not be required to publish public notice in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Do you think they should?
Yes.
Okay, so they should. Now, how likely do you think that it will be to seek out public notice if they were posted on government websites and not available in printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Not likely.
Okay. Very unlikely or somewhat unlikely?
Very unlikely.
A recent study found that Florida vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economy activity each year. Now, sir, how important do you feel that vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Do you feel that that is very important? Somewhat? Or not at all?
Very important.
Okay. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they're out of town?
Yes.
They should? Okay. Now, do you feel that Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
They should. It's your property. You should be able to do whatever you want with it.
Do you feel that regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state of Florida? Do you think they should or should not?
They should.
Okay. Yeah. And do you know how to swim?
Swim? Yes.
Swim. Yeah. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill? You think they should?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
And generally speaking, sir, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they're on the wrong track? To the best of your knowledge.
Best of my knowledge, I think they're on the wrong track.
They're on the wrong track. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. And real quick, teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, and real quick, I will read you two statements in Florida school curriculum. Now, let me know which one comes closer to your opinion. Now, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. That's the first one. Second one, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Which one comes closer to your opinion? First one or second one?
Say those again.
Okay, which one comes closer to your opinion? The first one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Second statement, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Which one comes closer
second,
to your opinion?
Absolutely, second.
Second one, okay, thank you, sir. Now let's finish this up. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Has anyone in your extended family or friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you believe that claims made by business owners in your community that they have they are finding difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Do you believe that they are?
Okay. Yeah.
And do you feel the local governments in Florida do or do not have the responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? You think just they do have responsibility or do they not?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, and do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments on reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impeded the development of affordable housing? Do you think they should or do you think they should not?
They should.
They should. And if the elected official at the local or state level strongly advocate for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for that? Less likely?
I couldn't hear the beginning. It was really loud. I'm at work, so I'm going to need to get going here.
Okay, sir. Just one more minute. Okay. Now, if
the I can do 10 more seconds, or I'm going to hang up.
Okay,
I got to get back to work.
If elected officials at the local or state level strongly advocate for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? More likely to vote for them? Less
more
likely.
Likely.
I have no opinion.
More That's likely. More likely.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Yep.
And the last one, finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution. The title, this is the last one, requirement to extend medical eligibility. You know, if you let him know.